Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and content on offer. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on Dear England, transferring to the Prince Edward Theatre in Old Compton Street, West End, after a sold-out run at the National Theatre. It's on until January the 13th, with an audio-described performance on Saturday the 18th of November at 2pm. The promotional material for the play states, "The country that gave the world football has since delivered a painful pattern of loss. Why can't England's men win at their own game? With the worst track record for penalties in the world, Gareth Southgate knows he needs to open his mind and face up to years of hurt to take the team and country back to the promised land." Joseph Fiennes' portrayal of Gareth Southgate is pitch perfect, says Time Out, in this thrilling new play by James Graham, with set design by Ez Devlin. Graham reunites with director Rupert Gould, following their acclaimed productions of Tammy Faye and Ink in this gripping new stage epic, says The Telegraph, about nation and the game. Dear England is the show everyone is talking about right now, and it's not hard to see why. It sold out at the National Theatre and transferred to the West End, as it's a play that explores the themes of national football, expectation and the desire to win, really taking the time to flesh out the characters and delve into the heart of a nation. The essence of a nation rooting for globing sporting success is captured brilliantly in 2 hours and 50 minutes, with a 20-minute interval in between. The Prince Edward Theatre, part of the Dalfont Macintosh Group in the heart of Soho, not far from Leicester Square Tube Station, is a perfect fit for this ever-popular entity that everyone wants to go and see. With its massive capacity of 1,727 seats, it's a lavish, inviting theatre with plenty of space and a warm welcome. It also cares about access and inclusion and for making your visit stress-free and equal for all. It is a big theatre with many routes and entrances to different areas, so do consult a member of the front of house team on arrival to assist with where you need to go. There is an adapted toilet on the right-hand side of the foyer at street level, and there's also step-free access to the stalls via an exit door on Greek Street. Please report to the main entrance and ask for an access host to enter via this route. Assistance dogs are welcome in the auditorium with you or can be looked after by theatre staff. If you ever have a query or issue, always ask a member of the team. Dear England feels a more intimate experience than the Prince Edward, as it's more closed than when it was at the National Theatre, where there was more open space. This works effectively to create the stadium scenes, which are achieved with the use of a giant circular hollow LED grid, which as you take your seats is illuminated in white and hangs low towards the floor, and as the play begins and the music plays, it rises up above the stage at an angle against a black background. This grid doubles up as a lighting rig and digital screen, as important facts and figures are projected on the inside. There is also a large screen on the back wall, which is used for various images and stadium illustrations in brilliant white. Light brown wooden cubicles are also used to create various set pieces in the players' locker room. On one side, various England shirts are framed on, with a hollow apartment and door on the other side. The cast are all impressive, and most transfer from the National, with the exception of the role of Pippa, originally played by Gina McKee, is now portrayed by Derva Kerwin. Standouts, without a doubt, however, are Joe Fiennes as Southgate, who is the glue that holds it all together and is sublime every minute he graces the stage, and Will Close as Harry Kane, who is not only the comic relief but the heart of the whole piece. The ensemble portray a lot of subsidiary characters like members of the public and politicians, and pundits like Gary Lineker, Theresa May and Boris Johnson. Dear England is a very visual show full of ever-changing set pieces and costume changes, with constant comings and goings and character interaction, so an audio-described performance and touch door for anyone visually impaired is highly recommended, which will offer an overview of characters, props, sets and costumes. The touch door will enable you to explore all the physical elements, and you may get to meet a few of the actors along the way. The Touch Short and Audio Describe performance take place on Saturday the 18th of November at 2 p.m. with the Touch Tour at 12:30 p.m. Please double check this with box office at the time of booking. To book tickets or to discuss your access needs, please do call 0344 482 5137 or email access at delfontmacintosh.co.uk. More information can be found about access provision by visiting delfontmacintosh.co.uk/accessibility. Dear England comes highly recommended, and if you do have the opportunity to experience it, then really don't miss it. It's that good. While I'm here, another great National Theatre play transferring to the West End is the highly acclaimed The Motion and the Queue, starring Mark Gatiss as John Gielgud and Johnny Flynn as Richard Burton. Written by Jack Thorne, directed by Sam Mendes, offering a glimpse into the politics of a rehearsal room and the relationship between art and celebrity. This is my favourite play of the year. It runs at the Noel Coward Theatre, St Martin's Lane, from the 9th of December until the 23rd of March 2023, with audio described performances on Thursday, February the 29th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday the 16th of March at 2 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand. For more information and to book access performances, you can email access@delfontmacintosh.co.uk or you can telephone 0344 482 5137. To find out what else is showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalize.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can visit accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.